Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court has not indicated when it might rule on Donald Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution for acts committed while in office. During arguments Thursday, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was among those offering theories on just how that immunity might work.
Let me put this worry on the table. If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
Justice Brett Kavanaugh suggested that the federal statute that's being used to prosecute Trump could be expanded and even weaponized.
The problem is the vague stat, you know, obstruction and 371, conspiracy to defraud the United States, can be used against a lot of presidential activities historically with an creative prosecutor who wants to go after a president.
Justice Samuel Alito warned that prosecuting former presidents could destabilize a democracy, although dozens of democratic nations have survived such scandals. As demonstrations against the war in Gaza continue, police in Atlanta have arrested anti-war protesters at Emory University. A group of students set up an encampment there, as WABE's Shemaine Cruz reports.
A spokesperson for the university initially said the protesters were trespassers seeking to disrupt classes, but later added that students joined the protest and clashed with law enforcement. Didi is a student protester who asked to be identified by her initials for fear of retaliation.
The efforts of people on this campus to make a few bad apples look like one movement and cancel an entire movement is dismissive of the current reality going on in the world.
The university says at least a couple dozen people were arrested, though police have declined to specify what, if any, charges have been filed. Organizers say they include students, medics, and clergy. For NPR News, I'm Shemaine Cruz in Atlanta.
Wall Street stocks fell Thursday on disappointing economic news. Scott Horsley has more.
The stock market sell-off came on the heels of a Commerce Department report showing the U.S. economy grew less than half as fast in January, February, and March as it did during the previous quarter. GDP expanded at an annual rate of just 1.6% in the first 3 months of the year. Some of that drop reflected temporary factors. Consumer spending, which is the biggest engine of economic growth, proved to be fairly resilient. Consumers did spend less money during the quarter on big-ticket items such as automobiles and furniture, which are often bought on credit, but spending on services like restaurant meals and concert tickets continue to grow at a rapid rate. Investment in new homes was also up sharply, thanks in part to a shortage of existing homes on the market.
Scott Horsley reporting. This is NPR. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says fewer American women had babies in 2023, pushing the U.S. birth rate to its lowest level in four decades. For years, birth rates had been dropping for teens and rising among women in their 30s and 40s. The CDC says that just under 3.6 million infants were born in the U.S. last year, indicating lower birth rates overall. Four commercial ships have left Baltimore's port now that a new 35-foot channel has been opened. The port was closed last month after a container ship crashed into the Key Bridge, causing the span to fall. Its main channel is to be reopened next month after the container ship is moved out of the way. The Italian city of Venice plans to charge tourists a daily entrance fee. As Villa Marx reports, it's part of an experiment that's intended to discourage visitors from arriving during busy times.
Built around the lagoon, Venice's relatively limited points of entry have allowed it to introduce a charge of just over $5 for daytime arrivals. The tickets remain valid between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Residents, students, workers, children, and people with hotel reservations will be exempt from the charge. Day visitors will need to register, and larger tourist groups and loudspeaker systems used by guides will also be banned. Other cities and regions in Italy have also responded in recent months to mass-market tourism. Florence is blocking short-term rentals in the city centre and encouraging off-season visits. The Cinque Terre region is charging walkers on its coastal path, while Capri has increased ferry costs, and other islands have barred cars for non-residents during the summer. For NPR News, I'm Bella Marg.
This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.